Hey friends, it's Victoria and I'm excited to talk about a really fun topic today, which is getting ready for your next brand photo shoot and why you need to do it and all the things. I'm hitting record on this rather spontaneously. This was actually not planned for the lineup of season 7, but my team and I are prepping for our upcoming brand shoot, and I felt like this would be just a really easy and fun topic to throw together in the format of a podcast so that you can listen to this whenever you're getting ready for your brand shoot and that you can go into the photo shoot day feeling more confident and inspired to get photos that are actually going to work for your business.
This is the Branding Business School Podcast, the go-to business and marketing podcast for ambitious women looking to start and scale profitable businesses. Learn from your host, Victoria Marcoulier, how to build a powerhouse brand in this online era without sacrificing your sanity or misplacing your priorities. We support the dreamers and the disruptors and are showing up weekly to teach you practical advice on what it takes to become the go-to in your industry. Operating an online business as a female entrepreneur looks different these days, and thanks to us, so does business school. Welcome to the Branding Business School Podcast.
Okay, so there's no formal script to this outline, and I am just going to do my best to keep it concise and not go off on too many rabbit trails. But I want to first start with why brand photos are so important. I shared recently on the Brandwell Insider list, if you're subscribed to that email list, about how my business was featured in Forbes, in Yahoo, Canvas Rebel, a lot of major news publications early on, far before I ever felt legit or really before I even knew what I was doing as an entrepreneur. And something I learned through that process, because I actually never sought out any of the press that Brandwell has gotten. It has always been something that they have pursued Brandwell, they have pursued me, and then we've worked out the details that way. But something that I've learned through that process of having my business get featured in some major publications is that they care only about your online presence. They care that you look professional, that you look legit, more than they really care about the details of your bottom line and how much revenue you're bringing in and your profitability and all of that stuff. I used to think that getting featured in Forbes was like the ultimate indicator of success, but knowing what I know now, really, you could probably get featured in Forbes too. It's not that hard to do. But let me tell you, if I were still having my sister-in-law shoot our brand photos with her iPhone like I did back in 2016, there is no chance that my business would be featured in all of these publications. And maybe you don't give a lick about getting featured on these different media outlets. Honestly, I don't either anymore. I don't think they necessarily do much for the bottom line of my business other than maybe add to our credibility. But you should care about having an online presence that shows that you are professional and that people can trust you with their funds. As a service-based business owner, it has always been very important to me that my customers know that I take my business seriously, and because of that, I'm going to take their business seriously too. When you're constantly showing up with the DIY brand shoots and the photos that you take at your house on your iPhone, you are seriously compromising your professionalism online. And I know that we live in a social media driven age where a lot of our marketing is meant to be more organic, more behind the scenes. I certainly hop on stories without filters and without having the perfect backdrop all the time on Instagram, but my website photos convey professionalism and they are in line with the pricing of our service. If you're having a really hard time booking your high ticket clients or selling your expensive offer, it could be because there's a massive disconnect with the way that you're showing up online through your brand images and with the pricing that you're expecting people to pay for your services. I've said this before in so many topics related to branding and why your online presence is so important, but your competition is going to prioritize design to get in front of your audience, and that includes imagery. If you go to a website that has really, really unique brand photos that are custom, you can actually see the people behind the company, you can see the emotion and the style of the company that you're going to be working with, and it's so in alignment with the copy on the website, the headlines, the overall layout and design of the website. And then if you go to a website that maybe the design is still stellar and maybe the copy is still powerful, but the brand images are either so clearly stock photos that we've all seen in Canva 1,000 times, or they're really, for lack of a better word, crappy photos that were taken on a smartphone. They're pixelated. There's no filter on them. There's no consistency between filters if there are filters. then you know the one that's going to be booking the business. It's the one with the brand images that align with the overall brand presence and the overall mission of the company. If my mission at Brandwell, my design agency, is to help women show up confident online so that they can stand out and sell more, but I'm not able to show up confident in the images that I put up of my team, then there's a massive disconnect. How am I going to help other women show up confident if I am not first showing up confident? People are making that judgment about you. The words that you say and the promises that you make to your customers need to be backed up by the way that you're operating your own business. Treat your business seriously, treat it with the respect that it deserves. And when you stop treating it like a side hustle, then it likely won't be viewed by everyone else as a side hustle. They're going to start to see you as legit. So we know why brand shoots are absolutely critical to the success of your business and the overall online presence that you're creating for your business. Let's talk a little bit about how we prepare for our brand shoots. So this is such a fun topic for me. I love planning for a brand shoot. I think it's just the best. We get to take photos of us, me and my team, doing the very thing that we love, designing and collaborating and, you know, just being women who are trying to inspire other women. And it's just so fun. But part of what makes it fun is going into it with a clear strategy and preparing for it in such a way that it's not overwhelming, that it's not confusing, that we know exactly what we need to accomplish at that brand shoot. And so we can actually have a good time and just check off things off our list. So at the end of this episode, you can go to the show notes and we will have our free brand shoot prep Canva guide for you, where you can actually copy it and use it as you're preparing for your own brand shoot. It's really unique, and I'll kind of talk about what's included in that guide as I go through this episode. First up, we like to set the overall vision for the brand shoot. So all of our brand shoots over the years have had a little bit different style. Our business continues to evolve. Our services have evolved a little bit, and our clientele, therefore, has evolved a little bit. As our pricing has changed, our need for elevated branding photos has also changed. So the branding photos that we took, even though they were professional, the branding photos that we took in, you know, 2020, 2021 are no longer serving our business. In 2024, we honestly don't use them anymore. So it is important, if you had a brand shoot done, to consistently evaluate whether or not those photos are in alignment with your mission and your services. So what I do is I sit down and I figure out what is the overall feeling that I want people to have when they see these photos. You know, for us, again, our mission at Brandwell is to help women show up confident. So I do want people to see that, like, we are a group of confident women. That's very important to me. And that is something that I honestly look for when I'm hiring people for my team. I obviously want to encourage that confidence by the way that I train them and educate them and kind of groom them as designers. But I'm also looking just for women who naturally have confidence, because I think that confidence can be contagious. You know, when you're hanging around other people that are so confident, I think it can show you that, like, hey, I can be confident too. So we want to make sure when people are engaging with our brand photos that they see that we are a team of confident women who can better help them show up more confident for their business as well. So that's kind of the overall theme. That's remained pretty consistent over the years, but we have to get more specific than that, because you can have photos that show your confidence, but that don't show your relatability, or they don't show your friendliness. And I would say something that makes Brandwell unique is that we are very friendly. We are very collaborative. We work with our clients for months on end, and we typically build strong relationship with them that far outlasts the project duration. And so we want that to be conveyed through our brand images. Yes, we want to be confident, but we also want to come across as very friendly. We even got so specific as we were prepping for this upcoming brand shoot as to say, we don't want a lot of photos where we're not smiling. We want to be smiling. We want to be laughing. We want to be looking at the camera and engaging with the audience in a lot of our photos, because that's going to help not only show us up as confident, but to also show us as very friendly and very relatable, which is what we want our clients to feel when they're thinking about working with Brandwell. So once you've established the overall, like, feeling that you want people to have when they interact with your brand, which again, that feeling should be in line with the mission of your business, then it's time to get into the details and start planning out the actual shoot. So obviously finding a photographer is step one. You want to make sure that you find a photographer that's going to align with your overall style in terms of design. So, you know, personal preference is going to come into play here, but if you've already invested in branding or if you have a website done, make sure sure that the photography style you choose plays into the overall visual design of your company. So if you have a company where your branding airs a little bit more on the dark and moody, you don't want to be hiring a light and airy film photographer, right? You want to make sure there's alignment there. So find a photographer whose editing style aligns with your vision. And what would be something I would encourage you to do is to look for a photographer that's in your price range that you might be able to afford a couple of times a year, and hopefully that you would be able to bring on year after year to help you continue to update your brand photos. We have been so fortunate to have been using the exact same brand photographer for probably close to 5 years now, maybe 4 or 5 years. Her name is Keely. She's in Lynchburg and she's wonderful. And I've run into the issue where if we're on a brand retreat and I want to get photos done and we're out of town where my photographer couldn't be there, I don't want there to be a disconnect with like editing style and the photos on our website. So you ideally want to have one brand photographer and then you want to stick with that person for as long as possible so that there's no inconsistencies with your brand images, both on social media and on your website. So you want to pick your photographer, then you want to start to prep for the type of shoot that you're going to have. Is it going to be a lifestyle shoot? Are you going to be in your element, like showcasing what you actually do? If you're a therapist, are you going to get models and you're going to stage a therapy session where you can have pictures of you in action doing the service that you're going to be promoting through social media and on your website with these photos? That's a really powerful way to look at a brand shoot, is can we get shots of us doing what we're actually trying to sell? That's going to be so much more powerful than just getting headshots. So we usually take to Pinterest, the inspiration mecca, and we will start pinning some shots that we think would be really great for our business to, again, kind of get across our mission and get across what we do from a visual point of view, because pictures can say 1,000 words. So if you can't have 1,000 words on your homepage, but you can have 10 photos, then that is going to really serve you well in getting your message across to your prospective customers. So we hop on Pinterest. When I say we, I'm usually referring to my managers and I. So Libby, Lauren, and myself usually will oversee the direction for the brand shoot. And we will start pinning action shots, team shots, headshots, like different things that we know we want to get. And that will kind of set the overall vision for the shoot and the type of content we want to shoot. But then we also will set up a color palette. So our color palette pretty much stays the same. We just use our brand colors. So if you've invested in branding before and you have a style guide with your color palette, that's a great tool to utilize for a brand shoot. Just go ahead and use that and then plan your outfits and your props and your venue accordingly to be in alignment with your brand colors. That will make sure that your website and your socials look really curated. And again, in the guide that we're going to be sharing with you, we actually have a template where you can put in your color palette and then put in your images and just kind of create this whole vision for a brand shoot. But you want to make sure that you set the overall vision for the shoot, the type of shots you want to get, you want to set the color palette, and then you'll want to pick out your outfits. So this is huge. Don't wait until the last minute to pick out your outfits for a brand shoot. One of my favorite things to do now, this is kind of like a hack that I learned last year, and it has totally changed the game for brand shoots. I use Nuuly. If you've never heard of it, Nuuly is a clothing rental company, kind of like Rent the Runway, but very different in my opinion. But you can pick out 6 articles of clothing and rent it for an entire month. And you can actually add on more for like $20 more. I think the monthly subscription is $100. You can pause it anytime. But I was finding that in preparation for a brand shoot, I would almost always go and at least buy one new outfit, if not two. So I could easily spend $100, getting an outfit for my brand shoot and still be limited to that one outfit that I bought. Or with Nuuly, I was able to rent really some unique pieces that I otherwise wouldn't necessarily want to buy because I probably won't be wearing it on the daily. Things like leather blazers or like cool slacks that I might not find myself wearing as a work from home mom all the time, but that would look really great for a brand shoot. So I've been using Nuuly for all of our brand shoots. I get most of my outfits from there. It's $100. You then send it back at the end of the month after you've worn it however many times you want. So if that is something that you want to look into, I'll go ahead and link my affiliate code for you in the show notes too. That'll get you $20 off your first month, but that's a great resource for those of you who maybe don't want to go and spend all the money buying clothes that you're only going to wear for this actual day, but you still want to look really styled and really professional on the day of your brand shoot. So Newly is kind of my outfit inspo hack, but my designers and I, we do all take to Pinterest here too, and we kind of plan out all of our outfits. We typically do 2 outfit changes on a shoot. That gives us a lot of variety in the photos that we get back from our photographer, because what you don't want is, let's say, especially if you wear like a really loud print to your brand shoot or a really recognizable piece of clothing, you're going to get sick of seeing those images all the time. So even something like throwing on a blazer or putting on a hat, something to change up that outfit a little bit will give you a bit more versatility and will make those photos go a lot further for your business. So if you have a team, however small it may be, making sure that everybody plans out their outfits and either puts it in an email or puts it in a group chat so that you can make sure that they all coordinate, that's going to be incredibly important. We've certainly had brand shoots where we didn't do this before, and then you show up and someone's wearing cream and someone's wearing white and they can't take photos together because they're clashing. You want to make sure that the outfits don't necessarily match, but that they go. So that is what my team and I, we've got 5 of us. Not everyone will be at this brand shoot because I have designers all over the country, but the 5 of us that are within driving distance have all prepped our outfits and shared them with each other, and we know that they're going to work together for the type of images that we want to get. You also don't want somebody to show up really formal in high heels and then you're really dressed down, because again, it's going to create an inconsistency with the way those images turn out. So you've created the overall style of the brand shoot. You've selected the type of shots you want to get. You've set the color palette and the overall like theme for what the outfits are going to look like. Now it's time to make your shot list. So this doesn't have to be so complicated. We literally make a bullet pointed list. It takes us about 5 minutes of the shots that we know we have to get during the brand shoot. Brand shoots are not inexpensive if you're using a really good photographer. And so you want to make sure that you're getting the return on that investment and that you're actually getting the shots that you want to get. I can speak from experience having done this so many times. The actual brand shoot day is going to feel like a blur. It's a bit of a frenzy, no matter how well prepared you are, no matter how great your photographer is at running these types of shoots, it's going to feel like a blur. You're going to forget things. So what we would recommend is having your shot list printed out and brought with you on the day of your shoot. So for us, a shot list might look like some photos of me with my podcast mic that we can use for podcast promotions. It's going to look like individual shots of new team members that we need to update for our team page on our website. It's going to look like a full team shot wide angle that we can use as a new hero image on the main, you know, banner of our website. So things like that, where you can kind of go into it with strategy. Where do we need to update photos? What type of content are we going to be sharing upcoming here on social media? And what type of photos do we need to get to ensure that we can, you know, deliver that content in a professional manner? So having that shot list, it's going to be such a gift to your photographer too. And it's going to ensure that when you get that gallery back, you're not kicking yourself thinking, oh my gosh, I totally forgot to get a picture like this, even if that was like the main goal for the shoot. So do yourself a favor, download our guide, use the shot list, print it out, have it with you on the day of your shoot. And then the last piece of advice that I would give for you as you're getting ready for your brand shoot is to have fun and be confident. I know this is easier said than done, and I still remember the first brand shoot that I did for Brandwell. I was so nervous, and you could kind of tell looking back, I can tell in my photos that I was nervous and a little bit uncomfortable, and they looked a little bit staged. You want to have fun. You are having somebody come in and photograph you doing what you love, and it needs to show in the photos that you love what you do. So we love to kind of set a mood. Everyone shows up on brand shoot day with an iced coffee in hand. What I'll do with my team is I typically will send them all a Starbucks gift card that morning and say, like, don't show up without coffee. They'll come, we'll put Taylor Swift blasting on the radio. And we just keep it light. We keep it fun. Again, if you have that shot list printed out and you have your outfits all planned out in advance, then it's going to allow you to be a little bit more relaxed on brand shoot day, which is important because you don't want to feel stiff. You don't want to feel nervous. You don't want to feel flustered, and that will show in the images. So if you want to look confident and you want to look relaxed in your images, then do yourself a favor and do the necessary preparation for the brand shoe so that when it comes time for the actual shoe, everything's there. You're literally just working your way down the list with your photographer and you're getting the shots that you love and you know you look great because you put all the time into planning out your outfit and you know that it's going to be on brand because you've set up the color palette to align with your brand visuals. So all of those things are going to allow you to have a really enjoyable brand shoot day. I used to book my brand shoots for 1 hour time slots with my photographer to save money. And I have found that that doesn't seem to be enough time, especially because I have a larger team now. Usually at a given brand shoot, there's about five people showing up on my team. So when you have five people, you got team shots, you got individual shots. Sometimes my kids are in the photos. I'm just finding that an hour is not really enough, especially when we want to do an outfit change. So this time my team will be there for 3 hours and then my photographer will be shooting for 2 hours. And I'm excited to see how this goes. This is actually the first time, well, maybe one other time we've done a 2 hour shoot, but for the most part, we've only ever done 1 hour shoot. So I think this extra hour is going to provide a lot of that buffer because again, I want the photos to feel relaxed. I don't want us to feel rushed and I want us to be able to spend the time necessary to get the shots that we want because your brand photos say so much about your business. And in the same way that you spend a lot of time working on your website, you spend a lot of time curating your grid for social media, you want to spend the time getting the brand photos to be in alignment with the rest of the mission and vision that you're trying to cast for your brand online. So if you haven't already, I highly encourage you to book a brand photo shoot this year. It will do wonders for your business. And when your prospective clients see that you're willing to invest in your own business, they're going to be far more comfortable investing with you. Thanks for hitting play today, guys. I will be back next week.
Thanks for tuning in to the Branding Business School podcast. If you're looking to take your business to the next level, subscribe to the podcast and we'll continue to cheer you on week after week by giving you practical advice on how to build your brand. For show notes or to learn more about what we covered in today's episode, head to thebrandingbusinessschool.com/podcast. And remember, you don't need an MBA to be the CEO